Welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Being Honest with me, Eric Cristiano. Forget about your Monday problems for the next 30 or so minutes and sit back and relax. What's going on, everybody? How are ya? How's your weekend? Or how was your weekend? I already messed up. It's all right. How was your weekend? How's your day? You have any plans for the week ahead, for the weekend ahead? Today I wanted to talk about the top 10 worst pickup lines ever. This should be. I didn't read it in advance either, so it's gonna be new to you as it is new to me. So let's see. Let's pull it up here. All right. So this is a countdown from, I'm assuming, the pretty bad to the super ultra cheesiest. Okay, so we're gonna do 10. Yeah, 10 to 1 here. So we're doing, it's a countdown. Excuse me. 10. Are those space pants? ? Because your ass is out of this world. It's so corny. Oh, my God. All right. Let's see. Hold on one sec. Oh, son of a bitch. My boy Danny's calling me. Danny, what are you doing? You know I'm doing a podcast. Come on. He's a regular listener. It's all right. I'm allowed to talk to him like that. Okay. Number 9. Your dad must be a terrorist because he made a bomb. Wow. That's really bad. Oh my God, who would ever say that? Has that actually ever been said? Oh wait, is there actually more to this? I actually heard someone say this. There's backstories. Do I read these? I'll read this one. I actually heard someone say this to a female friend of mine. The reaction to the pickup line was 5 people started laughing all at once. And the poor boy, this has got to make it on the list. Not only is calling a girl a bomb really cheesy, but anything that links her dad to a terrorist is not going to get you in not going to get you in trouble. Okay. I don't know why they ended it like that. yeah, so that's really horrible. Let's see. 8. If I was a fly, I'd land on you first because you're the shit. That's fucking so stupid. Let's see. Is there a backstory? Let's see. Okay, we get that anyone who says this is trying to be creative, but this pickup line doesn't stand a snowball's chance in hell to become what white is to rice. Okay. excuse me. I don't know why I'm so like sniffly. 7. Excuse me. Can you give me your directions? Wait, what? Hold on. One more time. 7. Excuse me. Can you give me directions? Oh, okay. Oh. Hold on, I'm going to read the backstory to this one. Pulled up to a young lady on the street in my ride and asked, excuse me, can you give me directions? And she looked ready to help until I said, to your house? Oh, God. Then she walked away and said, nice try. That's super cheesy, dude. Oh, my God, that was really bad. Let's see, we're up to 6. Oh, excuse me, but I think you dropped something. Really? Oh, God. Let's read this one. Then hand her a piece of paper with your phone number. This wrecks... Oh, wrecks. Oh, my Lord. This reeks of desperation. A total lack of confidence and the inability to communicate. In our estimated opinion, this is the equivalent of asking permission to kiss a girl. That's so true. No girl wants to be asked to kiss. I think I've mentioned this before. If you're gonna kiss a girl, kiss her. Don't fucking ask a girl to kiss her, you clown. You just look so weak if you actually ask a girl to kiss. All right, so back to it. Asking permission to kiss a girl. We imagine that anyone who attempts this tactic runs away in fear as soon as the paper is in the target's hand, and you wonder why she doesn't call. All right, five. Let's see. Whoa. My penis. All right, hold up. I'm sorry. Some of it's so ridiculous. My penis just died. Can I bury it? What? Can I bury it in your ass? Oh my god. Wow, it really is getting worse. Holy shit. Did you hear that? I'm going to say it one more time. This is 5 on the top 10 worst pickup lines ever. My penis just died. Can I bury it in your ass? That's so ridiculous. Hold on, let's see if there's anything. It says, oh, by the way, this is from askmen.com. One word, askmen.com, obviously. All right, it says, my buddy's favorite. It's never been used, but it cannot be too effective. Admittedly, this made us laugh pretty hard. It made me laugh, guy. Then we got to thinking that there's not much you can do with a dead penis. And then in parentheses, it says, in an ass or anywhere else. That's pretty funny. All right, we're up to 4. Hey, you look really fun. I had to come talk to you. Oh, God. Yeah, that was stupid. Let's see. All right, this is the backstory to this one. This is the worst or most controversial one I've used. It can be misinterpreted easily, depending on the girl, and can result in a backlash. The point intended is to give some sort of reason as to why you randomly pick this girl to come talk to you. She may pick it up as, oh, this guy is insinuating it'd be fun or good in bed. Anyways, I used this once, and the girl, of course, took it the wrong way, resulting in a gasp, a deep glare, and walking away. However, I've used it before, and it has resulted in a number. Wow. Use this one with caption, guys. Fuck. I'm going to read that one back one more time. Hey, you look really fun. I had to come talk to you. That's actually not the worst one, man. That's I don't know why it's on number 4 is the like worst pickup line. It's actually not that bad. I'm going to give that one a whirl. There was more? Let's see, hold up. Well, aren't you essentially saying she looks like she'd be good? Whatever. All right, I'll just read it. It was at the end of this, I didn't notice it. It says, it was after I said, use this one with caption, guys. Caution. Fuck, I'm saying caption? Holy shit, I gotta do this. I don't know why I'm doing this when I just woke up. Anyways, okay. Use this one with caution, guys. Well, aren't you essentially saying she looks like she'd be good? In the case that you be... Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. In the case that you are being genuine with this one, why not just say hi? Okay, all right. Moving the fuck on to 3. My God, I rambled through that one. This is 3. I just wanted to see if I could make you come. Whoa. All right. I just wanted to see if I could make you come with one finger. Oh boy. I need to see what the hell they're talking about. Where is it? After someone with the come here motion with the index finger say, I just wanted to see if I could make you come with one finger. Oh, that's really cheesy. No girl would ever fucking walk over to you if you did that. And then I'll read the bottom part of this shit. Sounds like something you'd hear on Jersey Shore. Also, most guys shouldn't oversell themselves. Imagine if she actually believed you have magical sexual abilities. It's like Heidi Montag saying, no, they're real. That's stupid. Two. Does this smell like... This is from, like, a movie. I can't remember what the hell it was, though. All right. Two is, does this smell like chloroform to you? Let's see. I wonder if it says the movie. A dude who says this has been... Wait. A dude who says this has seen The Vanishing one too many times. Creepy. Just creepy. Do you also have a trap door in your kitchen floor that leads to a secret room full of mid-18th century surgical tools? Jesus Christ. Which is true, because that is... that's a weird one. It's ultra creepy. And here's one. Here's top one. All right, one. My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't keep it in. Oh, man. That is the number one. Let's see. Okay. I never used this one, but someone used it on a friend of mine. And I swear it has to be the worst I've ever heard. I agree. I believe that would be borderline disturbing for any girl to hear. If you use this line, we think your love for her is just shitty. Unless she has a poop fetish, this pickup line is designed to fail. In short, any reference to a bodily function, bodily part, or your ability as a lover are off limits when attempting the fine art of the pickup line. Oh, thanks. So that was the top 10 worst pickup lines. I've heard worse. I gotta find like a better website, but that was pretty good. That was a pretty good top 10 for worst pickup lines ever. Let's see. I wanted to do also the 10 top worst things to say to a woman. Like, not in a sexual way either, because that's, you know, annoying. Oh my God, excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm getting sick. I don't know what's going on. Hold on one second. Let me pull it up. Okay, this is the 10 worst things to say to a woman. And then below it says, if you have to say something, don't let it be these fire starters. And once ESPN goes away, I can tell you what website this is from. Oh, it's Men's Fitness. Okay. All right, so I'm assuming one. I don't know. It's not numbered. So we'll just do one. I love your body. It looks like a swimmer's. Okay. I don't know what's that wrong with that. So it says below, you probably mean your body is toned and athletic. She definitely heard nice can Ivan Drago. I don't know why it's saying it like this. It's really weird. It's really weird and strangely written. Basically, there is no place for the word like in a compliment. So stick to adjectives. Don't get too creative with the metaphors, and you'll save yourself from the shoulder freeze. Two. I wish these were goddamn numbered. Anyways. Yeah, my ex really liked Metallica, too. All right. Let's read this. If you learn nothing else from the words on this page, avoiding comparing her to any other woman pretty much ever at all costs whether it's that she looks like Halle Berry, it says bullshit, reminds you of your mom, creepy, or is cool as your best female friend hates her. It's so true. being compared to another woman, no matter how positively, leaves too much room for misinterpretation. It's true. His three. You ate the whole thing? That's pretty funny. Sure, she weighs 100 pounds and you blurted this out in a moment of genuine awe, but there is no scenario in which it'll be well received. Comments about what you're eating are annoying in general, so you should especially refrain from making them about her, including, that's all you're going to eat? Yep, shut up. It's true. Yeah, you don't say that shit. I have to like count these. 1, 2, 3. All right, so this is 4. All right, this is 4. Is that all you're wearing? All right, let's read it. The double standard works like this. She makes fun of your Slipknot t-shirt. You tell her how hot she looks, even if she's wearing a green sack. Wearing a green sack. Offering a woman any other fashion advice, asking for blood. In this case, it also makes you seem controlling. That's true. If she wants to wear a dress that's more risque, you know what I'm talking about. More risque than usual. Get over your boner guilt and enjoy the view. It's true. You don't walk up to a chick saying, is that all you're wearing? That's ridiculous. That was 4, so 5. You're right. Heather did look hot tonight. Hold on. She won't freak out right away, but the instant you make a positive comment about the physical appearance of her friend, that thought will be double encrypted on her hard drive forever. Jesus Christ. Feel free to tell her that her friends are cool or funny or nice. That can actually score you points. Just avoid any references to her best friend's phenomenal rack, or even if it is in fact phenomenal. It's true. You don't say that shit. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. Oh, wait, what was that, 5? All right, I had to hit next. All right, I think this is 6, right? Shit. You know what? I actually have to go back and count real quick. All right, let's pretend this is 6. Honey, irregardless isn't a word. Okay. Well, all responsible for occasionally... What? We were all responsible for occasionally finger-banging the English language. That's true. But when you point it out in public, especially around others, you slap a fat social dunce cap on your girlfriend. That's true. The consequences will come in 3 waves. Oh, boy. First, she'll be embarrassed and suddenly quiet. Next, she'll stew for the rest of the evening, eventually destroying the mood at your gathering. Third, your ears will spontaneously start humming the moment you get home. By all means, poke good-natured fun at her. What? Oh, okay. I understand what they mean. Stop texting me, everybody. By all means, poke good-natured fun in her privacy. At her privately. Fuck. But if you correct her in public, tell your God to Ready for Blood. What the fuck? Sometimes these things, I swear, it's not me. I swear to you, it's not me. It's how they write this shit sometimes. All right. I think this is 7. 7, 8, 9. Oh, shit. Maybe I might be on. All right. I'm just going to keep it reading because I'm not sure which one it is. I'll just say 10 when it's at 10, I guess. Calm down. Oh, let's pretend this is 7. Calm down. That's something you definitely don't say to a woman. Actually, don't say that shit to anybody. I hate when someone tells me to calm down. It makes me more pissed off. All right, anyway, what does this say? Women sometimes overreact to stuff, but when something's upsetting her, telling a woman to calm down comes off as dismissive. Want to make things really interesting? Tell her this while you're already fighting. The surest way to ensure she never calms down is to tell her to calm down. It's true. That goes for guys and girls. All right. 8, 9. Oh, okay. All right. So 8. That was 7. So this is 8. Do you really need another pair of shoes? Oh, God. Let's read this one. You think you're being a voice of reason, but the way she sees it, she makes her own money and she can spend it how she wants. Boy, this is already annoying me. If she's awful at managing her finances, and you're worried that your apartment will soon be overrun with leather pumps and strappy sandals, you're probably better off telling her. They make her feet look fat. Jesus Christ. Here's 9. We can turn the lights off if you want. We can turn the lights off. Nine is we can turn the lights off if you want. This is definitely going from actually probably 10 to 1, but whatever. It might seem chivalrous. I can never pronounce that one either. You know, like chivalry. You son of a bitch. You know what I mean. It might seem chivalrous. I can't pronounce it. It's all right. In the moment, she's being coy. You're worried that she's uncomfortable, but don't say it. Just do it. What the fuck is this? A Nike commercial? She won't think anything of you simply dimming the lights, but if you start providing play-by-play coverage, especially when she's exposed, she'll feel like the under-constructive wing on the museum. Okay. In this case, words speak louder than actions. That is so true, though. You cannot tell her. You just if you want to. Like this motherfucker said, dim the lights. Don't ever say you want me to turn the lights off. That's awful. And this is either 10 or 1, however you want to look at it. You're a C. Oh, never mind. You're a cunt is what they're trying to say, but they blanked it out. let's see what this says. In fact, stay away from all four-letter C words. Including cute, just to be safe. And if she ever does something so atrocious that it warrants the C-bomb, you should say it as you're slamming a door on her. Essentially, don't say that shit in front of her face. Yeah, it's pretty ruthless to say that to someone's face. All right. Let's go back to, all right, so that was the top, hold on a second. That was the top 10 worst pickup lines, followed by the top 10 worst things to say to a woman. Like I said, it was supposed to be not sexual, but I guess some of them sort of were, but whatever. All right, so another thing I wanted to talk about is I've been doing like a social experiment recently. in like stores, randomly in public, in my car, I'll do it. Basically, I'll say hello or like, how are you? For example, I go to the same store most days, grab coffee, sandwich, whatever, for work. So I know the guys who work at the store. And I'll always say, you know, what's up, brother? Or, you know, it's just something, I don't know. Whoever goes to the store always knows, right? You always know your neighborhood stores and the guys who work there. But recently I've been saying that, like, I've been saying that to the guy or lady standing there, getting like a scratch off or whatever. I've been saying, mind you, very casually and politely, I'd say what's up to the guys in the store. Then I'll say, like, I'll walk by, I'll say what's up to my guys. And then I'll be like, and hello to you too. You know, but like I said, very nice, very genuine. Seriously, I have to say about 75%, which I realize is a high number, and it might seem as if I'm exaggerating, but about 75% of them completely ignored me. Like, it really is starting to get to a point where I was, or should I say am, taking it personally now. It's pissing me off. The upside is the 25% of the people who say hello back. You could see they're being truly genuine, and it's a good feeling, honestly, because, like, you know, yo, Samson, are you kidding me? Cool your tits over there. Holy shit. Sorry, co-host over there, bugging out. what the hell was I saying? Oh yeah. So yeah, the 25% of the people who do say hello back though are awesome, and I believe if even half of the people tuning into this show try this, I mean, at least in my area, like, start being polite to one another. Maybe it wouldn't be fucking douchebags after douchebags. But yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? Well, just I'm talking, like, seriously, do this. It is the stupidest little experiment you could do. It takes doing your daily shit every day. Just go to the store. When you say hello to your, I don't know if you have your store, but everybody pretty much does. If you have your normal deli you go to, say what's up to the guys, you know, that you know in the store. And then, but you gotta kind of do it like when you first walk in. You can't just like randomly walk up to someone, because then it is weird. But if you just say, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up to you too? You know, like just something like that. And you're going to see, I'm telling you, most people just straight up and down ignore you. Mind you, I'm in New York. It's like, yeah, I'm being nice, man. I'm being a dickhead. Anywhere outside of New York. I'm not shitting on New York. I love New York. But, out in like PA, people wave back to you, man. It's weird, you know? So whoever's listening to this, not in New York, in the New York area, I don't want you to be discouraged thinking, oh, I'm not going to come there no more. But I tell you, it's people are so skeptical, and New York has this, what's the word I'm looking for? We just have that hanging over our heads, basically. That we're all dicks, but we're not, I promise you. I also want to, I wrote this down the other day because I wanted to talk about it. I've been saying this for years, though, that I have always wanted to be like the really old guy in the neighborhood that says stuff like this neighborhood's gone to hell, or, you know, you don't know how good you got it, kid. Back in my day, we had none of this, you know, things like that. I don't know. Or just be, or I could just be like the really old crazy man on the block that the kids make folk tales about. And, you know, like literally story after story. So when I come outside, you see the kids whispering about me because they all think I was in this crazy war or something like that. I just want to be that old, scary, crazy man on the block that all the parents tell their kids to like avoid because I'm apparently a murderer. I don't know. I have this fantasy of being the scary old man on the block that no one talks to and everyone talks shit about. And they're going to think I murdered my wife and buried her underneath the house. I want to be that guy. And I'm talking about this. Meanwhile, I'm doing social experiments. The nerve I have the balls to do a social experiment saying hello to people, but I also want to be the old asshole in the neighborhood. Oh my God, I'm losing my goddamn mind. Last thing until we call it a wrap. I don't know, this idea popped into my head. I thought it'd be cool, and I hope it's just someone else does it. Or at least a segment on their show, because I've never really heard these like late night talk show hosts ever talking about it. But I would love to have a show on TV. And ask actors and actresses what character in what film best describes who they are in real life or resemble the closest personality, right? Wouldn't that be cool? I'm trying to think of, like, awesome actors I like or good roles. Who's, like, one of my... Well, you know, Sam Rockwell is, like, up there with one of my favorites. I don't know why. He's done some dramas. Some people might not even know him, actually. But he was in this movie, Mr. Right, and it's a really good movie. I also like Anna Kendrick a lot. So, all right, let's use Anna Kendrick for example. Like, I would like fucking Jimmy Fallon. I don't know. One of them to ask how they are, like, in what role that they played in what movie best describes who they are in real life. Like, for instance, she's done Pitch Perfect and then Pitch Perfect 2. You know, it's the same character. She was in Mr. Right. She was the annoying kid in, like, the annoying friend in Twilight. What the hell else was she in? Get a Job. She was in Get a Job. I can't think of all the other movies she was in. You know, she's blowing up. She's been a lot of shit. She's a good singer too. She has a great voice. But I would really like to know that. Same thing with, like, Matt Damon, for instance. I like Matt Damon a lot. Even like on what the hell's that movie? The Martian. Like, just because it took place in space doesn't mean that his character doesn't necessarily resemble who he actually could be. So yeah, I don't know. That's it. Enough, right? End of the story. No, I'm kidding. I feel like that would be cool. That would be cool to know. Jennifer Lawrence is another one. You know, like, she's done some shit where it's like she plays kind of an older person, except from the trilogy of whatever those movies are called. I can always forget the name of them. But it would be cool to know what role she played. For instance, Silver Linings Playbook. That's one, you know, that's one that everybody, most people know or at least seen. Her and Bradley Cooper. Yet again, boom, Bradley Cooper, another one. You know, what role, like, if, you know, Bradley Cooper pretty much started in, what the hell's that movie? Wedding Crashers. And he was like the dick boyfriend. Like, I wonder if he's more like that in person, or is he, like, does his personality resemble more of the, shit, what are those movies? The fucking Vegas ones. Hangover. You know, like, does he resemble more of the Hangover? Like, is that more of his personality? Or is it more of, like, that douche in Wedding Crashers? Does he more resemble that character in real life? I don't know. Just an idea, you know? Go fuck yourself if you don't like it. But, all right. That's the end of the show, people. I hope you enjoyed. Again, if you want to, I've been getting a lot of emails from, like, you know, like, liking my show. But if you have any topics or anything like that, or any more top 10s, top 5s, top 25s, I don't give a shit, that you want me to discuss, talk about, bring it up, email in, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll read it on the show. It'll be funny, hopefully. If not, what do you end up? So anyways, have a good week, and I'll see you guys next Monday.